Hey, what's up? It's The Drive with Tame Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Derek Piper, Lante, Kyle Toss.
Yo!
You guys catch any basketball last night?
No, I was watching NFL and then Dateline.
Yeah.
What was going on in the basketball area?
There were a couple of exhibition games.
Oh, okay.
Didn't count for anything. I don't know how much we take away from it. But
I don't get too involved in the exhibitions or the early games that aren't on TV, you know, so... Yeah. I didn't bother to watch anything.
Probably nothing that Andy Katz was calling. You weren't tuning into.
Yeah,
I wouldn't imagine.
Let me tell you, maybe not Andy is the play-by-play guy, right?
I don't know. I didn't hear him.
He's not exactly a play-by-play guy. I'll put it that way. That was fun to see Bill back. It was cool to see Illinois win. It was also cool to see Illinois control that game, the majority of the game. And I know it's an exhibition. And as I can't remember who had tweeted out, please don't get excited about an exhibition win. Please don't get excited about it. And I mean, you're almost trying to talk yourself off that thought. I think that this is the kind of team that has that veteran presence that they can do something like that. I think Kansas will be a lot better. And can I say one thing right now before I've been wanting to get this out since the game ended last night? I don't want to hear one more word about Illinois beating Hunter Dickinson and him never beating us. Because what's the one committee that loves storylines?
The NCAA tournament committee. Yes. Yes.
I do not want to have to face Kansas, let's say, in the Sweet 16 and then have to beat Hunter Dickinson one more time. So can we not say it was awesome that we beat Hunter again? It's awesome that he's never defeated Illinois. It was wonderful to watch all of that. Let's just don't say another word about it. Is that fair? Because I don't want the committee to say, well, I know what we could do.
I think it's fair. And yes, you trust a Bill Self team to get better as the year goes on. They're talented. We'll obviously be able to break down all angles of this as we go along. We are going to talk football today. Jay Lamb is going to join us here shortly, and then we'll have Luke Altmyer on. But yes, the story of the day, Illinois, in case you live under a rock and didn't hear, number 25 Illinois beat number 1 Kansas last night at State Farm Center, 82-75. Yes, it was an exhibition game, but to your point, I don't think Hunter wants to see Illinois again. He looks dejected,
either.
Man. Number one, we need to play his clip. Jeremy Warner asked him last night what his relationship is like with the Illinois fan base, and Hunter, an outspoken guy, both on Twitter and with his mouth, was short on words, didn't know what to say. And it just seems like, as you especially saw like late in that game, he was frustrated.
Yeah.
And he just seems like he would be happy if he never has to step foot over there at State Farm Center again, never see Illinois again, and just kind of depart and make a new home in the Big 12 and just kind of go away for a while in terms of Illinois fans. So that's obviously a credit to Illinois for continuing to beat him.
Yes.
Terrence Shannon Jr. said on Friday that, you know, I asked him, are you excited to see Hunter? And he said, yeah, I plan on beating him again.
Well,
and Terrence went out and scored 28 points, a game high, and he definitely held up his end of the bargain there. But it's always fun. I appreciate the villain role that Hunter Dickinson plays. But I don't think, as much as I understand maybe not wanting to catch the Jayhawks in March, I don't think Hunter wants any part of Illinois anymore.
I agree, and I'm with you on that. I don't know that Bill Self would want any part of this Illinois team in March only because of the veteran presence is what I'm saying. Now, I know I'm Mr. Optimistic. I'm sure Illinois fans are listening right now going, oh, my God, Tay's got him winning the national title.
How many people checked Lenardi's bracketology this morning to see how it moved?
I would probably rank Illinois higher than 25. I know that. Or rank Kansas lower than 1. I'm not sure what needs to happen there, maybe a little bit of both. But certainly Illinois made Kansas look like a, I don't want to say average team, but not like the number one team in the country. And as Bill pointed out afterwards, I'm sure if Brad would have taken his squad to Fog Allen and given up 82, then he's probably understands he's not walking out of there with a victory. So that's one of those situations where I'm guessing Illinois did what they needed to do. It, you know, Bill said afterwards, it wasn't that emotional. He said, you know, I've had other things happen in 20 years that tell me that coming back to a university, there's things in life that are a lot more important. And I get it. Bill's, you know, 7 years older than me, and I'm with him on that. As you get older in life, you realize things that aren't as important. And I believe him when I say that. But you could tell he was awkward. You know how I could tell he was awkward when he was coming in? Is that he immediately struck up a conversation with Jim Mattson, who is from Peoria, a good friend. You know, he's a great guy. He does great covering Illinois basketball. But it was, you know, it's one of those where you walk into a crowded room where you know everybody, and immediately you see somebody you know and you just immediately start talking to them. Because you almost want, like, you want that awkwardness of walking into this room to be over. And I could tell that Self just immediately, like, started chatting with Jim almost, like, to deflect attention, you know, from him walking in there. But it was cool, man. It was cool. And I loved what I saw out of this Illinois team. Kudos to the coaching staff. They did a wonderful job of dispersing minutes. And I think there's going to be games where, I think we saw last night, there's going to be games where maybe a Luke Goody plays a little bit more than he does. Or, you know, this guy doesn't play as much, et cetera. But they did a great job in my first spot of seeing this team. They did a heck of a job of having the right guys on the court at the right time.
No, and I think that's the thing, kind of, when you're analyzing this. One thing to be encouraged about in terms of trying to take away anything from this game is that was only an exhibition game in name and where it falls on the calendar. Now, I know, you know, it's not chalking up as a quad one win on your resume, and it's not going to put you higher in the AP top 25 or any of that, because it isn't during the regular season. But make no mistake, both teams tried to win the game, and both coaches coached like they were trying to win it. I mean, four of Kansas's five starters all played 35 plus minutes, and Illinois only had seven guys play double figures in terms of minutes, and Luke Goody was one of those at 10. So you're heavy loading your star players with time on the court, and that's where it felt like a very intense do anything to win and play the guys that we want to play as if this thing counted type of ball game. It wasn't, you know, let's get the end of the bench guys in and let them play 15 minutes, maybe even throw some walk-ons out there. You know, maybe we'll play triangle and two just because we might need it sometime against somebody. They didn't do any of that. So it felt like a real game. A quick note on Self and just kind of the reception and everything. I thought it'd be better. Like, he got applause. It was just kind of more just
muted.
Yeah, it was kind of muted. It was just kind of like a polite clap from the fans, and there was no. I thought maybe at one point he'd get the mic in the introductions. Yeah. It was under that. I thought maybe they play a video on the big screen. They didn't do that. It was also a little jarring to see behind one of the baskets just a whole section of empty seats.
I bet
they didn't do a great job with this. I think that they could have done so much better in terms of their presentation of this opportunity to buy tickets and just try to fill that place up.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm with you.
The game on the court was high level.
It was great.
It was, you know, Terrence Shannon and Kevin McCullough going at each other and jawing at each other a lot too.
Oh, that was awesome.
Those guys are all American candidates, and Illinois has a lot to feel good about because of the way Terrence played, the way Coleman played, the three transfers down the stretch in particular. Gary A getting to the free throw line, hitting a big three when it seemed like Kansas was coming back on him. And Justin Harmon, I loved that cut down the lane.
I did too. And a great pass from Coleman.
It's one of those heady veteran plays that Illinois just didn't have a lot of last year. And we can talk more and more about it. But that lineup down the stretch, for the most part of the final 7 minutes of that game, you had a 24-year-old Quincy Guerrier, 23-year-olds in Terrence Shannon Jr. and Marcus DeMass, 22-year-old in Justin Harmon, and a 21-year-old, the youngest guy on Illinois playing out there, in Coleman Hawkins, who's a fourth-year senior, is your youngest guy out there. So you like having an old team. And in a 40-minute sample size, we'll see how it goes over, you know, the course of 31 games or whatever it is in the regular season. But I understand people being pretty fired up, and I think they should be.
And I think Marcus DeMask is going to play a great role on this team, where you saw what he can do last night. He can get you a tough bucket. He can work inside. He's really solid on the passing. He's decent on defense. He's not flashy, but he's one of those guys that you win with.
Yeah.
And SIU won a lot of games with him. Never really quite to an elite level. But now that he's surrounded with what he is, I think Marcus DeMask will play a perfect role on this team when it comes to that. So excited about this. I'm excited to get Kyle's thoughts as well. I assume he was there with the Orange Crush. The Orange Crush looked like it killed it last night. So we're going to talk a lot about this as we go on today and also the rest of the week. We've got really the rest of the week to kind of focus on this thing and talk a lot more about it. But as we do, as you know, Pipes, on Mondays, of course, Jay Lamon always joins us to talk some football. There were some really good top 25 games that were the favorite would win, but I'm talking barely escaping. And there were a couple of upsets, of course. But we'll certainly talk to him. Yeah, Northwestern's 4-4, by the way.
Bowling?
Wow. Oh, my goodness. That coach needs Coach of the Year in the Big Ten, whoever he is. But certainly we'll visit with Jay coming up here shortly. And then we have Luke Altmaier at 4:05. So we'll talk some football, obviously. I know for a lot of you, you want to hear more about Illinois-Kansas, and we'll certainly tackle that at, in the second half of the 4 o'clock hour and the rest of the week for sure.
If you want to weigh in, you can. I know that a handful have already, and we'll get to those as we go along, especially as it relates to the Illinois and Kansas exhibition game. 217-359-2255. You want to hit us up on the U of I Illini Link text line. We'll hit Jay Layman when we come back. He'll join us on the Tapman's Towing phone line.
He's going to join us on the phone line for a bit, and then he's going to be here.
Hey, perfect.
So
perfect.
He's on his way. He's gotten he got caught up with some stuff, so that's why it kind of worked out, actually. Kind of worked out to where we were able to talk some Illinois-Kansas, obviously, last night, and more of that, because later on in the show, I want to get your thought, more thoughts on that.
There's so much to talk about.
I will say this, the idea of Bill talking and then doing something on the screen, I wonder if Illinois itself thought that might be a poke at Brad, where it's not maybe very fair to Brad Underwood to kind of say, hey, you know, Bill's back, let's honor him like he's the king that's ever lived in Illinois.
I get it.
So I could maybe understand that a little bit. But,
and I also understand maybe you don't want to force it down Illinois fans' throats who a lot of people still probably have conflicted feelings about self.
Yeah,
if not just outright don't like him.
And when he came back, I think, to Gordyville last year, I think that probably played kind of a big part in Illinois fans of saying, you know, he's back now with Brad. Yeah. And I think Brad really honestly made it a cool thing, too, because you can tell those two get along great. And
for sure.
And have a lot of similarities. So, but it is good to hear the but still yet. You know, it's great to hear that little Southern charm from Bill Self. He almost said Raj. He said Roger, and I was like, dang it. I wanted to hear him say Raj. But that was fun. That was fun to hear the post game from Bill. And
I liked that he was poking fun at Lauren Tate a little bit in the
post-game. I saw that.
Hey, I heard Lauren shot his age the other day. 102. That's pretty good.
Poor Lauren.
I know. Well, because Bill shows up in the media room afterwards. He's like looking around. He's like, all right, let me see all the familiar faces. And there probably weren't as many. That was probably the realization of like how long it had been. Of course, he was not coaching the NCAA tournament last year because he had a heart issue. So
there
are bigger things that have happened in his life.
Amen.
That obviously probably changes his perspective on everything. And it has been a long time, but was just cool to see him back in that building. And I hope to see it again for a game that counts.
I was thinking probably Lauren, Jim Mattson, and maybe Bob Osmussen are maybe the three that would have been there when Bill was here.
It's a good call.
Because all the TV guys except for Mattson are new. And newspaper guys are new, obviously.
Yeah.
Steve Kelly, he would have known Steve. I didn't know if Steve was there or not. But yeah, it's pretty amazing then. And to see like the guys, Nate Mast was there, old Nady Mast.
Lucas Johnson,
Surge. Sean Harrington. That was fun to see Griffin, Surge. Man, they were a big part of this program. So very cool to get all those guys together. And Joe Cross was there. I love Joe. So to get all that crew together, that really meant a lot to Bill when he was here. And that was fun. And, of course, you go back to your interview you did with Norm Roberts Friday was gold. That was absolute gold. And if just as a reminder, if you have not heard that, you have to go back and podcast Friday's show at stevieJ.com. That's stevieJay.com and listen to Pipe's thoughts with Norm Roberts, because Norm, who has been a longtime coach with Bill Self, went into detail about everything that happened here at Illinois and the good, you know, the good stuff too. And it was just an excellent, told some funny stories, excellent interview, great interview.
Appreciate it. No, it was a lot of fun. Speaking of a lot of fun, anytime we have Jay Layman on the show, we're
going
to do that next. Stick with us. This is The Drive.
Hi, it's Stevie J. I want to invite you to Stevie J Travel's unveiling of the 2024 travel itinerary. Are you interested? You might as well come. It's free. 10:30 in the morning, Tuesday, November 7th, at the beautiful I Hotel. Keith from Premier will be there, and he'll kind of identify where you're going to go next year. We got the Albuquerque Balloon Festival. We got a trip to Alaska. We got great trains in the Grand Canyon. Some wonderful, unique trips that you'll be interested in taking a look at, and and maybe even joining us on an excursion and an adventure next year. 2024 is upon us. We need to start thinking about where you're going. Stevie J Travel, you can go to steviejtravel.com for more information, or just simply come on over to the iHotel and Conference Center on Tuesday, November 7th, 10:30 in the morning, and we'll be excited to share some of the trips we partner with Premier on and some other surprises. Again, it's Stevie J Travel, iHotel, November 7th, 10:30 in the morning. Stevie J Travel, where do you want to go?
Fighting Illini football is back in Memorial Stadium for Dad's Day and Military Appreciation Day, Saturday, November 11th, as they take on the Indiana Hoosiers. Get tickets for as low as $20 as we celebrate dads for this proud Illinois tradition. All active military personnel are eligible to receive free tickets. Be in your seat early for a special military flyover. Illinois football versus Indiana, Saturday, November 11th. Get tickets and more info at fightingillini.com.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal. Still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With the leaves and temperatures beginning to fall, it's time to make sure those furnaces are in great running order. Get that furnace tuned up so it doesn't let you down on the cold nights. Dogtown is the people's choice number one HVAC company again in 2023. Ask about the current 0% financing offer on all Lennox high comfort systems and single component units for qualifying applicants. The number's 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
The best steaks in Central Illinois belong to one institution, and that's the Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown eclectic Gifford. I'm Jay Lehman. I'm a regular at Long Branch Steakhouse. I take my wife. I take my kids. I love the fried pickles, fried mushrooms, the onion rings, and, of course, the steaks. The ribeye is my personal favorite. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9. Tell Donnie Jay Lehman sent you. Don't forget the mac and cheese. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 in downtown Gifford.
Back on the drive at Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. We got Jay Lehman on the phone, but before we get to him, I got to tell you a little bit about Busey. We got a little bit of an overlay on the audio, but, you know, it's one track, so...
Everybody needs insurance.
Oh, and it fires a commercial.
I love Kyle Lewis and insurance provider.
How about a dry read? Hey, let me tell you about Busey. Busey is proud to give back to its communities by doing the right thing for customers and building trusted relationships that span generations. Nearly 200 associates actively commit to board service in their communities. Since the inception of Busey's scholarship programs and partnerships with local universities, Busey has contributed more than $2,500,000 in scholarships through their footprint. They've got a Pay It Forward program that they have Friday payrolls deducted initiative since its inception in 2015. For more information about Busey's volunteer initiatives and charitable campaigns, check out Busey's 2022 Impact Report. To learn more and read more about this full report, visit busey.com/impact. Of course, you can schedule times to go to their convenient locations, online banking, everything, busey.com. Member FDIC. Jay Lehman on the Tapman's Towing phone line. How you doing, buddy? I had to call an audible. I don't know how I did, but I got the snap off.
Hey, we got it done, boys. We're happy to be on the phone. I'll be in the studio just a little bit, but, man, I couldn't wait to get online until I get on the studio. So I had to just call in now. Let's go.
Jay, if you don't mind, telling us, of course, all the sponsors that make this thing happen every week. We've got to start with them, giving them love. So hit us with that at the forefront, if you don't mind.
Yeah, buddy, Iroquois Federal, for all your lending needs. I'll tell you what, guys. You have a commercial loan, an owner-occupied loan. Iroquois Federal's your one-stop lending shop located in Savoy and also in Champaign at the Crossing. That's Windsor and Duncan. Go check it out. Bob Guido is my main man when it comes to lending, especially commercial lending. Ryan Lowry does a tremendous job. Well, Mark McHale. And for a home loan, for a residential mortgage, Ben McCrane's also selling. You got to check them out. They got some great rates on CDs as well. So check out Iroquois Federal. They are our title sponsor. Second year in a row, they do a lot for us. You're going to need some insurance when you get loans. So make sure you get some insurance with Kyle at IPGINS.com. That's Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPG Insurance, auto, home, life, habitational. He can do it all. Does my own properties for me. He's my guy, Kyle Lewis. So reach out to Kyle. And, of course, Long Branch Steakhouse, guys. You got to go to Long Branch. It's open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 9. Beautiful downtown, like the Gifford. We know the steaks are great, but you got to try the fried pickles. It's been verified. Not just by me, that the fried pickles are where it's at. So if you haven't tried the fried pickles, at least go for the fried pickles and stay a while. Let's go.
Let's roll. You watched the game last night. Before we get to football, what'd you think of Illinois' performance against Kansas?
Well, first and foremost, I think anytime you beat number one team, that's a great thing, whether it's an exhibition, whether it's a real game, or whether it's in the backyard. So I think it's great that they won. It was great to see, some new guys out there. Great to see Luke Goody out there and healthy.
Sure.
Terry Shannon, I'm not sure if he'd be a tremendous guard. He might be a better tight end. Dude is just a horse. Big, fast, strong. When he wants to drive, he can drive. So I'm driving to his right a lot. I mean, I read Pipe's report, I'm just making up this Pipe's report, but, I can see Pipe's right. He's been working on his right hand, every day, dribbling, pistol piece style, the basketball, to practice, and stuff like that.
You've got me figured out, Jay.
Try to force him left, but he's able to try to force him right rather than take away his left. So he looks solid. I was excited. Exciting product on the court.
I got to ask you this, Jay. Obviously, as you mentioned, Kansas, number one in the country, coming in. It was an exhibition game. But you could tell with the return of Bill Self, with the idea of Hunter Dickinson coming back, a guy that has drawn the ire of Illinois fans and also the excitement of Illinois fans, honestly, and the fact that he can't beat us. But you also then welcome in a number one team. So I ask you as a former athlete, not that you're not an athlete now, Jay, but as a former,
former is a good way to put it. Okay.
And former All-American, would your thought going into that game, because it looked to me, and I think Pipes would agree, and everybody would agree that watched it, those guys didn't give one rat about that being an exhibition game. They wanted to win, and I'm talking both teams wanted to get out there and win that game. What would you – is that how you would have approached a contest like that if you were, back in college, you got the number one team in the country coming in, even if it was just a scrimmage on a Friday night a week before the season started – I would assume you're out there to win a game.
Oh, 100%. For me, I got no other speed, right? It's either zero or full speed. And that's for practice. That's for scout team. So I'm playing some exhibition football game, which I don't even know if that even exists. I guess in preseason, we see a lot of NFL guys kind of halfway in, or I guess the Pro Bowl, a disgrace to the game of football, basically, the way it is now. But I mean, I have no other speed. For me, it's like exhibition or not. I'm trying to get better every play. I'm trying. Somebody's always watching. And somebody's always trying to take my job. You don't want to get Wally Pipton like, guys. Wally Pipton took one game off. Lou Gehrig takes his spot. 2,000-some games later, Wally Pipton's forgotten, and Lou Gehrig's the Iron Man. I don't want to be that guy. I don't care if it's an exhibition or whatever. I'm going to give everything I got. I think it adds a little something more if you're playing number one team in the country as opposed to Colgate or Eastern Illinois, which are some of our non-conference opponents.
Jay, obviously Illinois football did not have an exhibition or any kind of game this past week with the bye week. Still a bowl game on the table if this team can pull off a couple of wins. I want to ask you about the rest of that schedule because obviously we're updating it week after week. Northwestern looks tougher now than maybe we would have thought a few weeks ago. But What do you think was an emphasis beyond just getting healthy for Illinois going into that bye week after a disappointing finish there, of course, against Wisconsin?
I mean, I think 2-minute offense and 2-minute defense have got to be the emphasis. You look at we've won two games because of our 2-minute offense, Maryland and Toledo, but we've also lost quite a few games in the Brett Bielema era because of the last 2 minutes before the half and last 2 minutes of the game. They got to get better at that. Now, the positive thing is, and Lon mentioned this, being bullish on the U of I last week on the show because of Luke Altmyer. I think we got the best quarterback in the West. I really do. I think he's better than Hudson Card. Hudson Card started fast. He's been atrocious. He was atrocious against Nebraska, throwing picks left and right, has more weapons than Altmyer has. Still not playing as good as Altmyer. Definitely not Ethan Kelly. Man, that's the guy we saw from Antioch, Illinois. Well, we're glad they got that recruit out of Illinois because he's not that good in my mind, right? He played a little bit last year when Tanner Morgan went down in the game. What, Heinrich Harburg? I mean, yeah, everybody in the option, I guess, right? I mean, Deacon
Hill at Iowa,
Deacon Hill. The only good thing about him is he can run the Deke Sneak, which is the Deke quarterback sneak. That's been trademarked. I mean, at all 260 pounds of that. He's like Jared Lorenzen, but taller. There's no quarterback in that Northwestern. They had Ben Bryant, and they had Brendan Sullivan, as been told well. But, like, we got a QB, and we should be better in 2 minutes. So I think the emphasis is on that. It's about getting better Jimmys and Joes and developing the Jimmys and Joes you got there right now. But also, self-scouting said, where have we lost games at? We lost games, in the last 2 minutes of pass and games.
How much, Jay, do you feel better as a football player when you're finally allowed a weekend off and you're just able to just kind of not only rest a little bit, but get some of those little small nicks and knacks that have been bugging you throughout the season that you obviously play through? Just how much better do you feel that next game?
Man, I'm doing great. Something just pulled in front of me, almost hit me. But I'm able to do multiple things, guys, so I'm okay. I would have really
Iowa fans.
A couple of bye weeks if I got an accident there for real. My goodness. Anyway, watch out for High Cross Road. My goodness. Okay, long story short, I just want to give you guys play-by-play what's going on with the driving. I mean, this Nissan Rogue in front of me is literally gone rogue. I mean, watch out. we won't dodge the license plate, but my gosh, people. Okay.
It's a wild ride out there, my man. When you drive anyway, it is crazy.
Crazy. Wild Monday. What can you say? Okay. So, all right. So the bye week, here's the deal. I was a little bit of a Nazi when it came to, like, it's probably not a great term. I was very particular about my recovery, okay? Meaning that I was, like, hardcore. I got to recover every game because, like, every little thing about me was, like, if at 100%, I'm barely good enough to play in my mind. So at 95%, I'm definitely not good enough to play, right? So I'm always trying to kind of, like, I'm always trying to be very particular about how my recovery was. Now, we didn't have bye weeks some weeks. 2006, no bye week. 2007, no bye week. We played straight through 12 games. They didn't ask NFL guys to do that. But we were just, as the Young Bucks say, built different back then. What can I say? Okay? But, hey, having a bye week is great. All right? I like that. But for me, every time I had time off in football, I didn't know what I would do with myself in college. Yep. I was like, wait, this is how real college people live? But there's no time at all. I was like, what do people do? I mean, literally, I was watching like 10, 15 hours of film a week, along with studying, along with practicing. I just lived, dreamed, sleep, football. I owned it. I loved it. I loved it. I told my girlfriend, now wife, listen, I can hang out with you for like an hour on Thursday after we get all our practice done. And if we win on Saturday, after I hang out with my guys because we just won, which didn't happen a ton, then I'm going to hang out with you. If I don't win, I'm probably not going to want to see anybody, even you. That's not because she wasn't good looking. It's just because I care that much about it, right? Right? Now, she took that. I didn't realize that would go across. I thought, man, I'm dating a guy so dedicated to his country. Like, who is this guy? I'm not better than the football game. But I'm a particular guy. I'm a very, very, like, when I get into something, I'm into something. When I do something, I got no speed other than both feet. I don't care if it's an exhibition, right? Dude, I don't care if I'm on the drive, literally on a drive right now with a Nissan Rogue and stuff rogue in front of me. Like, this is what I do. Let's go.
How much can you change? In other words, how much can Lonnie add? How much can Henry add? How much can this team change? Not change. Change isn't the right word. How much more can they just add to the playbook, to the arsenal, to make this team better for a trip to Minnesota?
Well, I had a good question on Jeremy Warner's podcast. Is how much does Brett Bielema actually, influence the offensive play calling? And I would say at any college level, the offensive coordinator is influenced heavily by the head coach. Just because if you're the chief game manager, which is the head coach you are, you're obviously not going to want to do, three play 17-second drives if you're trying to play complimentary football, right? You're obviously going to be running the football. So I think he is influenced. Now, I think it is what it is with kind of where we're offensively. So there's a couple of things. You could change the full-out team. That's not really productive at this point because you've got so much time developing the team. But I do think there are nuances and things you can adjust, different matchups that we could probably do better on, and different personnels we can take a look at. Okay, when we're in 12 and 13 personnel, we're averaging 6 yards a play. When we're in 11 personnel, it goes down to 3. Maybe we should do more in 12 or 13, so there's adjustments. And your quarterback, remember, it's still in the single digits for career starts for Luke Altmaier. He's going to continue to get better. So the more experience he has, the more you can rely on him to, call plays on the field, do different things, throw more on his plate. Because he's, in general, a quarterback's the guy. If he doesn't get it, then nobody gets it. So it kind of expands with the quarterback's ability to expand as well.
Yeah, makes sense.
We're going to keep Jay Layman safe. We're also going to let that person in the rogue maybe feel the wrath here for a few minutes before Jay gets here in studio. But this, of course, brought to you by Iroquois Federal, Kyle Lewis, kyle@ipgins.com, Long Branch Steakhouse. Jay, we'll talk to you here live in studio here coming up. Stick with us. If you want to weigh in, you can. 217-359-2255 on the U of I Atlanta Link text line. This is The Drive.
Carpet Weavers is flooring their customers. They work with the biggest brands to bring you the best selections and prices on hardwood, luxury tile, carpet, and more. Stop in at 616 West Market View Drive in Champaign and let one of their sales associates help you find the perfect flooring for your lifestyle. Their 100% satisfaction guarantee allows you to be confident in your purchase. Carpet Weavers has been flooring people with beautiful carpet and flooring since 1988. In fact, they're nationally ranked as one of the top 25 specialty flooring stores in the country. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
Find the career you want and the work-life balance you need. Immediate openings are now available with RPC's Early Childhood Education Program in Champaign County. New competitive wages, Monday through Friday schedule, weekends, and 17 paid holidays, health insurance, pension, sick and vacation time, free training, and tuition. It's the perfect opportunity to ignite your career in the early childhood education field. Visit the Regional Planning Commission's Early Childhood Education Program now. CCRPC.org/jobs.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, get the whole store.
The hammering, the sawing, the drilling, all the sounds of the workplace from music to our ears.
You can be a part of construction projects large and small as a Carpenters Local 243 member. Learn to excel with apprentice and journeyman training. Members enjoy all the benefits this internationally recognized union has to offer. It's a life-changing decision. Join the Local 243 family tradition. Contact Carpenters Local 243 at 217-356-5463.
Jay Layman here, former U of I All-American linebacker. Do you like steak? Do you like red meat? Well, if you do, you got to check out Long Branch Steakhouse. They had phenomenal steaks, sides, salads. I love the onion rings and the fried mushrooms as well as the fried pickles. You've got to check out Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown Gifford. That's right. Make the trip to Gifford for some of the best steaks you'll have. Kids love it too. I brought my whole family. I'll see you at Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, the Brian Hansen State Farm agency right here in Champaign-Urbana can switch you over and you can start saving today. Our team is ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With the Brian Hansen State Farm agency, it's easy to switch and save. Just give our team a call at 217-344-1900 when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Did you know the Anita Purvis Nature Center is a home for live animals? Stop by the Nature Center, view the turtles, owls, snakes, and salamanders. These were orphaned or injured animals who wouldn't be able to survive in the wild.
Thinking of selling your home? Today's market is crazy, but one way you can be sure to stand out is by replacing your old flooring with new hardwood. And the best place to do it is Carpet Weavers in Champaign. Carpet Weavers boasts the industry's best brands, including Shaw, Mohawk, Paramount, and more. When it comes to natural beauty, beauty and a rich quality, nothing beats new flooring from Carpet Weavers. And they have financing options for your budget, so you can always afford the floor you truly want. Increase the value of your home by installing new, high-quality options from Carpet Weavers. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
These days, you don't mind staying up a little late or waiting in line. These days, button-downs turn into t-shirts, and dinner consists of popcorn and a pretzel. These days are about singing and yelling and jumping. These days are game days. Game day spirit, where Fighting Illini fans shop.
Frask International in Urbana is a legacy founded in 1958 by aviation pioneer Rudy Frasca with a mission of improving safety in the skies. Would you like to make a difference in your job? Frasca is looking for an accountant, a CNC machinist, manufacturing and electrical engineer, and customer service support. Positions for software, aeronautical, mechanical engineer, and machine shop finisher are also available. Positions include an extraordinary benefits package. As an equal opportunity employer, you can learn more at Frasca.com/careers.
Uh-oh, the energy's back.
Yeah, buddy.
There it is.
Guys, I survived the Nissan Rogue. Go Rogue. I'm here. Clear as day.
I don't see any blood on your flannel.
No, no blood. Scott and Terre Haute was a little bad about the audio quality. We got you, boss. We back.
Was the horn yours or theirs?
No, I blew the horn.
Yeah.
It's like you're driving down and then somebody just like turns right in front of you. And,
that's,
you know, there's so many
what
stories.
They do.
But
that's
like,
what they do.
Come on, man.
Preoccupied. You know, we're looking at phones. We're on the phone.
Distracted driving.
Distracted driving. Yep.
Well, Jay, we got to keep you healthy. Illinois hoping that Keith Randolph and Reggie Love more healthy after the bye week. What would Randolph's return mean? And then probably the more interesting question is how do you and what role does Reggie Love have, obviously, when you have Caden Fagan solidified?
A good question. Based on the press conference, I don't know how much confidence I got. A lot of times Brett will say,
oh, they're going to be ready to go. He's like, they're kind of working through some things.
I agree.
And I was like, man, I have no idea what's going on with the injury stuff and whatnot. But I think Keith Randolph, especially with Johnny Newton being out in the first half.
That's yep. huge.
Guys, they had a four-string running back, Jordan Newbin, run for 204 and 40 carries against Michigan State last
Man.
Week. So they got some offensive line play. They don't have much else than that. And they started that game horrible. They had like two turnovers. Michigan State, I mean, talk about bad football. I mean, there's just bad football across the Big Ten. Let's be right. First of all, I think it's a down year for college football. There's not a ton of great dynamic players or teams. I think the West Division and partially some of the East is pretty bad.
Right yep.
now. Yeah. I mean, it's just bad football when you watch it. I'm like, this is bad. So they need to be better, you know, and I'm a Big Ten guy like you guys are, you know. So do I think Reggie Love should be back? I hope so. I think he had some depth. Sounds like they had some defensive guys playing tailback for him and the scout team. If you listen to Brett, that's not a good look, right? Well, we're really low on running backs.
That's scary is what it is.
It's scary.
I mean, if Fidanzo is that how you say his name? He's like one injury away from getting 10 reps in a game. And it's like, oh boy, is there a chance that you could get the big boy number 88, Keith Randolph, back next year?
I think so. I mean, I think the only guy you're not getting back next year is Johnny Newton.
For sure.
I think he actually has another year if he wanted to because the COVID nonsense and whatnot.
Right.
But Johnny's been so good, he's ready to go, I think. I'm speaking for him, but he's ready as far as the production he puts on the field.
No doubt.
Keith, on the other hand, actually played pretty well early in the season. You know, he's a very active defensive tackle, makes a lot of plays for his size. But he's been banged up now. This would be the fourth week he's been banged up. I mean, missed Nebraska. He got banged up in Nebraska, and then he missed Maryland. He missed Wisconsin. He's obviously not wouldn't have been ready for the bye week.
No.
And so it depends on does he need surgery? Does he not? He could be back. I think Isaiah Williams could be back.
Yeah.
I think a lot of these guys could be back.
At that position that Randolph plays, getting another year older, how much does that hurt him? In the eyes of NFL players.
You know, I don't know. I feel like Ted Washington played till he's like 38.
You know what? That's a good point.
Usually...
I always think it's funny when we think 22 is usually, like, oh, you're like older than dirt.
Other than the kicker and quarterback, the closer you all are to the ball, the longer your play.
Mm-hmm.
Now, kicker and quarterback are a very unique skill set, so they can play a long time and much less based on overall athleticism than what I would say is technical skill.
Yeah.
Okay? Where... you get into overall athleticism, you get away from the ball. Linebacker, I mean, how many corners do we know that get over 30? Not a ton.
That's a good point.
Daryl Green comes to mind.
Daryl Green.
Going back 25 years here. But not a lot of corners. Even Jalen Ramsey kind of getting
Woodson,
up there.
Maybe.
Rod Woodson,
yeah.
Right?
You just get slower, too, and everybody else coming
you
in is young and fast.
But your peak strength is like at 35.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not your agility. So you'll see linemen. You know, Bruce Matthews played for like 14 Pro Bowl years. Like he was beast mode, right? So you'll see. So for a guy like him, I don't think it's a big deal. I do think a guy like Johnny Newton, he's really improved his stock, it seems like, from last year.
Big time.
And a lot of it depends on who else is coming out.
Yeah.
Like, what does it look like as far as, you know, Georgia's going to have one D lineman come out, you know? So it's like you got to go down the list and say, okay, I'm going to be at this spot, you know? Oh, by the way, in other Big Ten news, Brian Ferentz not returning as offensive coordinator for Iowa in 2024.
He's probably tired of it. He's just like, this isn't worth it. I'm out. I'm tired
I think
of
he's
hearing-
just getting out in front of the stat because he's not going to reach the threshold.
Nope.
So he's just, and yeah, I would imagine he's tired of it as well, but I don't know. His quality of life will get better once he leaves Iowa City.
What? It was better for all of us to have Brian Ferentz there.
Listen, if the Hawkeyes hang half a 100 on the line, I'd be really ticked. But I'd open a basket. They could score two or three, you know, defensive TDs, a punt return that will get called back for an invalid fair catch, and then you know, you just never know because you play them in November. They're always at their best. They're going to make a run just like everybody else for this Big Ten West title. The funny thing is, if we won that Wisconsin game, it would literally be like six teams in first place for the Big Ten West.
That's unreal.
The Gophers went into Kinnick and we were able to beat Iowa. Defensively held them down. Now, I think most defenses are holding down Iowa. But like you said, like Iowa has been a pretty darn good team this year, defensively especially, special teams. as you look back on that game, what did Minnesota do so well, and what translates as they match up against Illinois?
One, they were playing against Deacon Hill. The Deke stink. Deke stink didn't have a touch. Guys, I know that Deacon Hill was at Wisconsin. He transferred. I mean, he has not been effective as a quarterback. Sometimes we just got to call a spade a spade. He hasn't been good. Cade McNamara wasn't all that good this year either. Either they had a lot of fanfare coming in and the big NIL win. But so they're not good passing the football. They've had two games of running the football in a solid fashion, which was Wisconsin the game before. They went for 200 in Wisconsin. A lot of it was 84-yard run or something like that they had. So I just think when you Iowa coming in, just defensively, they're not a tough matchup, really. So people say, oh, Minnesota, they had struggled defensively, and then they really got back on their game against Iowa. A lot of defenses get back on their game against Iowa, right? So I think if Minnesota can play defense and they have an offense that can kind of chew up clock, score a couple points, get turnovers, that's what they did against Iowa. They chewed up clock, they got turnovers, and their defense played solid. Got four field goals for 12 points?
Yeah.
And it was enough.
I know we kind of do this every week in terms of updating the outlook on the path forward for Illinois, but Northwestern beating Maryland, what does that say about things in terms of the Terps, but more so maybe how tough Northwestern could be late in the year?
Well, the Terps are melting in front of our face.
They are.
I mean, my gosh, that was a bad, bad loss. Horrible loss. They have just not played well defensively. This is a team that probably had seven or eight games with 21 points or less defensively. They haven't played well. They've always been able to score. And whenever Mike Locksley's been there, they score. They got weapons all over the place. Kane Prather, Corey Dyches, Jayshon Jones been there for 7 years as well. But they just haven't played well defensively. And they're just making the boneheaded errors that you can't make. Now, Northwestern did play better from the quarterback position, got out of Brendan Sullivan. And Northwestern, I feel like, oh, my gosh, they could go to a bowl. If they go to a bowl and we don't go to a bowl this year, that's going to be salt in the wound. I'm going to be ticked about that. I want to answer Bill from Troy. Bill says, thanks for the message. COVID nonsense, really. Well, let me put it in context. No, I'm not saying COVID is nonsense. I was saying the COVID year and eligibility, which has just stretched on forever. We have sixth, seventh, and eighth-year football players. But I appreciate the text message. Certainly not telling COVID is nonsense. It's just the eligibility and all the records that are going to be broken because guys have played six or 7 years that aren't really even legit. Okay.
That's a fair point.
Isaiah Williams could set some of those records.
He could.
If he came back.
I just think you're always going to have an asterisk next to it.
Now, Illinois basketball definitely appreciating the fact that they were rolling out four fifth-year guys there late in the game last night, a couple of fifth-year transfers because they got COVID years to use. But if it's there, obviously you got to take advantage.
Bill, thanks for responding. He said, thanks for clarifying, Jay. You got it, Bill. We appreciate you listening to Troy. I don't know if that's Troy Triad. They beat my Muhammad Seymour Bowl. I'm going to say my Muhammad Seymour Bowl. But Troy got the win against Muhammad. Ups the 4 seed, got upset by the 13 seed. And here's the deal. You got to be able to run the football in bad weather.
Yes, you do.
Because you can't throw, it hurts. And Muhammad was throwing the football out. We saw just a lot of issues across the Big Ten. And I'm wondering how Oregon and Wisconsin, I'm all over the place, but Oregon and Washington, USC are going to deal with some of the weather.
That's
stuff.
A great point.
Because
I've never thought
they're very happy throwing the football all over the place. And here's the thing. I watched it was painful to watch Purdue and Nebraska to cover that game. I was covering the game and watching. There was like four fumbles in the first 5 minutes. Now, Nebraska fumbles seven times, a game.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a walking fumble, but the conditions. So I think it's going to be interesting, right? I don't.
I think that's fair. When the weather's not a factor, I wonder how some of those other teams will deal with those passing attacks, those athletes, and the quarterback played at those spots throwing USC. I know they can't defend anybody. It's just so far above anyone not named Ohio State, Michigan for the most part.
Sure. Yeah, no, I would agree. They seem to be in a different tier than the rest of at least the Big Ten West and large portions of the Big Ten East. Now, that also said, you also made a point about how many fifth-year seniors does the basketball team have?
They got three transfers who are all fifth-year seniors. Terrence Shannon's a fifth-year senior.
Jeez. Wow. Coleman seems like he would be.
Coleman's a true senior, four-year guy. He was the youngest guy on the court for Illinois in the last
Curbelo
5 minutes.
Would be a senior this year, right?
Yeah.
So could there. Coleman come back because of the COVID?
He could, yeah.
So he could have another year.
Yep.
It's crazy. It is crazy.
I mean, everyday guys, more like every year they can play guys. I mean, like, it's like, if you had a team that experienced, though, we've got a demand from Underwood that they make a run this year, I think. I mean, I think that's the expectation, right?
Without a doubt.
It's like, if you got that much experience, make a run.
I'm with you.
And I think fans are like that.
I got to ask you this. I think I know where you'll go response-wise, but are you paying attention to the stuff that's going on at Michigan with Jim Harbaugh and the stealing signs, and do you have an issue with it?
That's a great question. So, first and foremost, we had Matt Rhule and we had Brett Bielema admit during interviews that during the game, not outside the game, they do steal signs. People do it all. Coaches do it all the time. It's pretty much common practice that during a game, you're trying to pick up on stuff. Okay, yep. This is cover two. This is blitz. You know, if I see a guy going like this, a bird signal and waving his arms, it's probably a corner crow blitz. You know, something like that.
Yeah,
you know,
seems fair to me.
That is fair. Okay.
If a pitcher is holding a ball inside his glove too long, then you know he's probably going off speed or curve or something. He's not just throwing a two-seam, right?
It's the same thing as if I see a receiver who is got – you know, low energy the whole game, sprint out of the huddle and get lined up. I'm like, oh, well, what's gotten into him? He might be getting the ball.
He's getting the ball.
Right? Or, you know, or I see a coach pull a receiver on the sideline over, and before he goes into the game, he's giving him some words on a big play. I'm like, alert, you know, alert. I love it when they give me background music to hype me up.
Yeah, let's go.
But
game day spirit.
But so, like, those are just things you pick up in a game.
Yeah.
Now, rules are rules. There's been rules to we can't, you know, steal signs. I do think we should have in-helmet communication at the college level.
That would be nice.
I mean, I go to a high school football game, and now they have a tent set up with a TV, a flat-screen TV, on the sideline, and the defense watches the previous series that they were just on.
Wow.
Russia, right? And so they're coaching up and say, okay, we let the power go there. Let the slant route go there. Then you go to the NFL. There's always been pictures of stuff. But now there's the
iPad that has all the
surface and the iPad that they see and all this stuff. So you have technology, and Matt Rhule's like, there's no technology. We got grandma's landline phone that they call up. You know, the only time my son's watching, what's that? I said, son, that's a phone. The only time you'll see an old school phone is on the sideline of a college football game.
Hell,
right?
They still fax in the recruitments, don't they?
I mean, at least have an iPhone you can call. Let me call the coach up real quick, right? They fax in the recruitments, right? They're faxing. It's like, guys.
Altmaier's running off the field. He pulls his cell phone out.
What is going to be? Meanwhile, we kept to call the coach with that phone. And we got Tyreek Hill doing backflips in the NFL with a cell phone, taking a selfie. It's gotten borderline stupid. So that degree,
I agree.
It's just doubles where technology's at. Now, rules are rules.
Yeah.
And it sounds like, again, nothing is verified. You read some of these reports. They had guys at all kinds of games for all kind of opponents.
Big time.
Buying tickets, filming, you know, signs, trying to pick up on signs. Supposedly TCU gets tipped off.
I saw that.
They do dummy signs. They did look like a different football team against TCU.
Uh-huh.
And so you're like, okay, what?
You know, I thought their defense was good. TCU was running right through them.
There's a lot of different things that, you know, you have a 3-5 season or something or whatever it was in the COVID year. Maybe less games they played than that. But and then, you know, something like when we look at, I think, like, the spread, they were, before the 21 season, it was like they were 25-25-1 or something.
Wow.
During the last 4 years on the spread. So it was like right on. They have been killing the spreads for the last two or 3 years.
Take that, Vegas.
So that doesn't prove anything.
I know.
But it does say, there's a coach that says, yeah, I was just at the UMass Penn State game, but I didn't want to stay long enough because it was too rainy. They had tickets to the Penn State Ohio State game, supposedly. Again, this is all hearsay. There's no NCAA report out yet.
Right.
All hearsay. We don't know any of this stuff is true. This is just what I've seen in news articles. My take is this: if it's against the rules, it's against the rules.
Yeah.
Okay. So there needs to be a punishment. I have no idea when or what that punishment will be.
Right.
Right. I mean, do you punish him for in-season scouting, which doesn't sound